This is Louise Finan, Christian Aid's Advocacy Officer for Iraq and Syria. I am currently here in northern Iraq, where I have spent the past week visiting emergency programs run by our partners. As I speak to you, the heavy dark clouds laden with rain are rolling in over the mountains, bringing untold misery for the hundreds of thousands of newly displaced Iraqi families. Many of these families do not yet have secure, safe shelter. I've seen many people pitching small tents in car parks and others crowding into one room, unfinished buildings on building sites. Families like these do not have adequate protection from the harsh winter, which is on its way. Our partners have been working at speed to provide food, blankets, hygiene kits, and other basic necessities. But frankly, the needs are overwhelming. Right now, there are 1.8 million Iraqis who have fled their homes as a result of the current conflict. Karim Salah and his family are one of those families. I met him, his wife, and six children a few days ago after they had received a food basket from our partner, Reach. Karim left Fallujah earlier this year and arrived in Sulaymaniyah 3 months ago. Karim has managed to find an unfinished building to live in, and while glad for the roof over his head, he is fearful of what the winter will bring for his family. Sadly, Karim is not alone in his worries. And really, it is a race against time to provide aid for all those families displaced by conflict in Iraq.